Beit Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beit Sabavli Laf Daf Lamed Ches, we begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Aleph from the base of the first Mishnah, Habehema. Habehema Vakelim Keragli Abalim. The Mishnah says that an animal and utensils throw the feet, the means for the trum of their owner. Hamoisa Behemto Levenoi Olevoya Harehi Keraglos. One who transfers his animal to his son or to a shepherd, it follows the owner's feet. Kelim Hamyuchodim Leechem Naachim Shevabayis Harehin Keraglov Ushein Hamyuchodim. If there are utensils that belong to a specific brother in a household, they follow his feet. If they don't belong specifically to him, they may only be taken to places where all of the household may walk. The Gemara says, the Gemara said that when the mission discusses when he transferred the animal to the shepherd on Yom Tov. But if he transferred it before Yom Tov, it follows the feet of the shepherd rather than the owner. It also discusses when there is another shepherd in the town, but if there is no other shepherd and all of the inhabitants of the town give their animals to this particular shepherd, it follows the shepherd's feet. And the proof is in the Braisa, if a person transfers his animal to a shepherd, even though he didn't inform the shepherd, it follows the shepherd's sheep. We come now to the next Mishnah, Hashoyel Kelim Mechaveiru Me'ev Yom Tov, Keragli Hashoyel, V'Yom Tov, Keragli Hamashel. If a person borrows utensils from his friend before Yom Tov, they follow the feet of the borrower. If he borrows them on Yom Tov, they follow the feet of the lender. Ha'isha Shishala Mechaveota, Tavlin Umayim Umelach, Li'isosa, Hari Elu Keragli Shtehen. If a woman borrows spices, water, and salt for her dough, they follow the feet of both the borrower and the lender, and may only be taken to a place that both people may go. Rabbi Yehuda poiter b'mayim ifnei she'ein boi mamash. Rabbi Yehuda exempts water from this law since it's not recognizable. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba, trumim osu oisom k'milas adin. Rabbi Abba says that for the trumim of utensils, the sages follow the Torah law that even though the utensil was not actually lifted by the borrower, but for the purposes of trum, it's considered that an acquisition was made when they made this agreement. Tele lecha she'kein, she'sei me'mas nisen. The Mishnah supports this. Why does our Mishnah need to state that before Yom Tov they follow the feet of the borrower? It must be to teach that the ruling applies even if he did not make a physical acquisition. Taman amrin v'shem Rav Chista v'lo yadin in min shmo v'in min masnisa v'afilu eitzim v'savon meima eitzim ein bahim mamish. In Bava they quote Rav Chista's statement, but it's unknown if he was teaching a tradition which he received from his teachers or a ruling from the Mishnah. Rav Chista said, even wood. If a person borrowed firewood and baked bread on them, the bread's tuchum follows both of them. They understood that just as in the Mishnah, the water is exempted because it's not recognizable, so too, the firewood here is exempt since it's not recognizable. Rabbi Yehuda poiter b'mayim mipnei she'ein bahem mamish. The Mishnah taught that Rabbi Yehuda exempts water from the law because it's not recognizable. Manafin bein ahoin, what's the practical difference between the two opinions? You should say, hamayim shebetavshil man da'amar mipnei she'ein bahem mamish, harei, you should say, ein bahem mamish, man da'amar mipnei she'ein nivlaim be'isa, and the Gemara answers, the water in the food, according to Yehuda, is not recognizable, and therefore it's exempt. According to Rabbanon, it's not absorbed into the food, so it acquires a location for Yom Tov.